Simon & Schuster Audio presents In Search of Mary Seacole, The Making of a Cultural Icon. Written and read by Helen Rappaport. Prologue, a real Crimean heroine. The Crimean Plain, spring 1855. Thus far, it had been an arduous seven-month military campaign since British forces landed with their French allies the previous September. Here they still were, dug in outside Sevastopol, thousands of miles from home, on this peninsula at the southernmost tip of the Russian Empire. Having endured three terrible battles the previous autumn, the British Army was still reeling after the devastating winter that had followed. Thanks to the scandalous incompetence of the British Commissariat, thousands of men in the rank and file had suffered and died unnecessarily from frostbite, hypothermia, malnutrition, and enteric disease. But the new year had brought hope, and the first trickle of much-needed supplies of food, medicines, and warm clothes from England. It also brought something unexpected to cheer the spirits of the beleaguered British Army. On 9th March 1855, a small announcement was made at the very end of a long dispatch by William Howard Russell, special correspondent of the Times, who had been embedded throughout with British troops in the camp outside Sevastopol, in which he noted, "Inter alia, we are to have an hotel at Balaclava. It is to be conducted by Mrs. Seacole, late of Jamaica." When Russell's dispatch was syndicated across the British press, the announcement provoked a degree of bafflement. Nearly every paper amended the sex of the entrepreneur in question to Mr. Seacole. Russell's Miss
Sample complete. Ready to continue?